Hey y'all, it's me, Shannon, the coach who's been there. I'm a master transformational life and health coach, and I'm thrilled that you're joining us today on Come Full Circle with Shannon, the podcast where we get real, we dig deep, and we know that love always wins. So welcome, y'all, come on in. Thank you so much for joining me today. My guest is Rachel Madorsky. Rachel Madorsky is a psychotherapist, executive coach, speaker, and best-selling author of the book, How to Love Yourself, in less than a week, and also for the rest of your life. Down to earth and passionately spreading love in the world, Rachel's work centers around helping women give themselves everything they ever wanted in life now. Recognized by Influence Digest as one of Austin's top 15 coaches, Rachel's insights and teachings have been featured in Forbes, Psychology Today, CBS News, NBC, Ellen DeGeneres, The Learning Channel, and South by Southwest Interactive. Rachel, welcome to the pod. I'm so glad to have you here. What an honor.
Thank you, Shannon. I'm thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk to you.
Well, this is going to be a lot of fun today. And we'll start with a pretty basic question. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, okay. I love love. And I, like many people, did not have an easy beginning. And I just wanted to figure out how can I experience a happy life and help others do the same. I mean, if like as real as I can get would be to say, I think I came here to grow and help others grow. And it has been a heck of a journey. And I'm so grateful to be on that path together with everyone else on that path.
I love it. That's gorgeous. What made you decide to become a coach, and what was that journey like for you?
Well, it's interesting. I've been a psychotherapist for like 25 years, and I think you and I did a similar training with Stacey and Carrie, who I love. Yeah. That's Stacey Morgenstern and Carrie Peters of Health Coach Institute. And I found them because I had what a person could say, a successful business, but I could feel inside that I was kind of feeling sort of apathetic, and I really wanted to feel more alive. And I saw these two women, completely different women, being totally real and excited about life. And I didn't care what they were doing. I wanted to be a part of it. And it turns out they were doing coaching. So I took their training, and I was so blown away that they were able to teach things that in all my years of psychotherapy school, training, all that stuff, we didn't get these pieces. And I thought they were just gorgeous pieces about how to help people quickly and deeply. Yes. And I wanted that. And also, to be honest, I really wanted to know what it was like to make money. I never really made a lot of money. Part of my journey is I always felt really ugly. And I thought, how am I going to find a guy that I love, that loves me, that I'm attracted to, that's attracted to me, that's going to like take care of me financially? I actually had that thought. And then one day I realized even better than having that, and I did, thank God, fall in love with someone amazing. But what if I could give that to me? Yeah. What if I had the power to make however much money I wanted? And then what if I could help other women do the same? And coaching is, like many entrepreneurial paths, has the opportunity to do both, help people deeply and make an incredible income. And I wanted that. And that is the path I got on. And I never looked back. I'm so happy to be on this path. I love helping women make money. And that's that.
That's fantastic. And I never want to invalidate anybody's feelings, especially about themselves, but you are beautiful. And I do understand that experience of feeling like I'm not going to be the person that somebody else picks, whether that's because of my weight or my hair or my whatever. I also went through that and understand how debilitating it can be when you're not sure. You're not sure if somebody's going to choose you, but I'm glad that you have found someone and you're happy and everything's going well. That's fantastic.
Thank you. And I will say, like, the whole ugliness thing has been a long journey, but that we're all worthy, especially us women.
Absolutely.
Of looking in the mirror and really, really liking what we see. And every time I look in the mirror and like what I see, I feel so grateful. I'm so happy for that I made it to here. And I want that for everyone.
Yes. I think the mirror exercise that we learned in our coaching training is the hardest one for me. It's the one I think I've never actually completed. I've tried. But this exercise, you're supposed to stand and look at yourself in the mirror for like 5 minutes and just see the truth of what's in front of you. And the truth of what's in front of you is you are beautiful and you are worthy. But it's hard. 5 minutes looking at yourself is a lot. And there are a lot of ways and places I can find imperfections. And so I have trouble with that. And I know that that's a place I need to grow so that I can offer that to my clients. And I don't shy away from their issues with it as we go through the coaching process.
Yeah, I would say if I could offer one thing to that is to break that down and just look for 1 minute and see one thing you really like. Because really, the only thing that matters is that we can find something that we like and then enjoy that feeling. And then that grows.
Yes. Yes. And if shame and guilt and hating your body, yourself, your stomach, your feet, whatever, would fix it, I would be fixed.
Exactly.
And clearly, that is not the thing. It has to come from love. And when I say love always wins, I mean it. That is definitely my motto. That is my thing. And I have to apply that to myself as well as the people around me. I think that's probably the hardest part, especially for women.
Yeah, which is interesting because I think that probably segues kind of into what you and I wanted to talk about today, right? This idea of small hinges swing big doors, that we can actually do something that might look small and have it make a very significant difference.
Yes. So in your coaching work, who do you primarily work with? What would you say your niche is and what interests you about that? And then we'll get into how does your paradigm relate to that?
Okay. If I remember all the things you just said, I work primarily with women, although I always say, and a few great men. And I work with entrepreneurs, CEOs, C-suite executives, artists, visionaries, anyone who's really ready to fly. And that's who I work with. And basically what I do is just what you read in my bio is I help people. I guess another way to say it is I help women feel like $1 million while they make $1 million. That
yes,
if our path isn't delicious, we are not going to enjoy what we think we're going to enjoy when we get there. It's got to feel great now. And that's what I help people do, just create exponential wealth in all its forms, time, money, freedom, peace, joy, money, all the things.
Yes. That is beautiful. Such a gift to the world and to the people that you work with. I think as women, especially in the South, as a woman, I wasn't raised to talk about money or think about money or have aspirations around money. Money was the root of all evil. And it has taken me a lot of deconstruction to get to the place where I feel like money is a tool. And eventually I'll get to the place where I feel like money is a birthright. So I think what you're doing is so great for your clients, because we do have to get out from under the things that we were taught that keep us from what we want: money, freedom, time, family, whatever it is. There are things in our history that are keeping us from what we want. And it sounds like you are working really hard with folks to get over those things.
That was, what you said was so beautiful and so well said. I think I really like helping women especially break these rules in air quotes, you know, the taboo about talking about money. To me, that's such an important rule to break, because imagine a world where women felt as free talking about money as we do talking about our relationships. And this is happening. But the reason why it's important is because we do live in a world with money. And money, just like you said, is a tool. It's a tool for your freedom. It's a tool for your self-expression. your dreams, your generosity, making changes in the world. So I think it's really important for us to be able to talk about and uplift each other and help each other and start making the idea of making money as spiritual and sacred a concept as spreading love. Let's spread love and money and possibilities.
Yes. I love it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay.
So you said that the paradigm that you wanted to talk about today is small hinges swing big doors. So tell us what that means to you and how that applies to your work.
The idea, it's such a fun phrase too, because there's such a visual with it, mm-hmm. right? Small hinges swing big doors. And the idea is, and this is a truth, that if we're in a boat, a ship, a plane, and we change the direction just by 2% of where we're going, we will end up on a different continent by just a 2% change. And what I love about this paradigm is for many of us, especially those of us who have been through a lot in life, and a lot of people have been through a lot of things, we think that the healing or the desired ideal outcome that we want is going to be as hard, long, and painful to attain as the pain that we feel, or how long we have felt the pain, or how serious the things were that caused the pain. And what's so fabulous about this paradigm is that it actually doesn't have to take a long time, and it doesn't have to be painful, and you don't have to relive what you've been through in order to heal and move on. So I love this because it's simple and it's fun.
Yes.
And I love helping clients do something that's actually fun and then have that change their life.
I love that so much because I think that some of the roots of America, the Puritan roots, tell us that in order for something to be good, it has to take a long time, be torturous, cost a lot of money, require great sacrifice. And what we're saying here is coaching is fast. We can make changes really quickly, and it's not torturous. It's actually fun. It's very energizing. And it's, you don't have, you know, it's not something that you have to earn. It's an investment in yourself. It's an investment in your future happiness, your future freedom, your future wealth, that you can make those changes without all that Puritan stuff.
Yeah.
It can happen fast.
I love what you're saying too. Yeah. It also with that is the ways in which we've withheld from ourselves our own self-approval or self-love or the sweet things that we want in life until we XYZ work hard enough, suffer long enough, and we start attaching our self-worth to how hard we're working, how long mm-hmm. we're working, how much we're suffering. And we really want to break those things apart from each other and practice believing that actually you're allowed to have whatever you want now. You're just allowed to. You're worthy. You're born worthy. And the more we come from that place, the truth is the more generous not only we are with ourselves, but we can be with everyone else because we don't have to be exhausted from our giving. We can
yes.
give from the overflow.
And I love what you said about not having to earn our self-love. I have struggled with my weight my whole life, probably since I was 8 years old. And I remember I was talking to a friend and I'm like, okay, I've started a new plan. And if it goes well and I lose weight in the next 2 weeks, then I'm going to reward myself with a Weight Watchers membership. And my friend was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Why would you reward yourself with the thing that can actually help you if that's the direction you want to go? Why are you making yourself earn the very thing that you just told me you need and will work for you? And it really took me aback because I never thought of it like that. It's just very natural for me to be like, I got to prove that I need it or prove that it works for me or prove that I deserve it before I make the investment. And thank goodness that was a really eye-opening conversation and kind of made me reframe the way I think about resources, asking for help, finding someone to guide me along the way. I don't have to earn that. I could just find it.
Yeah. You know, it's Shannon, that story is very powerful because it's true and because it's a phenomenon that I think many of us have experienced. And one of the ways that I love to help women get what they want now is a similar story, which is when we say something like, when I hit XYZ goal, then I'll give myself this gift. But that gift, whatever those gifts are, whatever the things are that we think we will give ourselves when we work hard enough or reach whatever goal, those things are actually the best steps on the path to attain the thing. So in your story, it's such a perfect story because it feels very obvious. Like, of course, give yourself this thing now because it will help you achieve your goal. Yes. But for all of us, it's whatever it is. I'll be nicer to myself. I'll get a massage once a month. You know, whatever those are actually the things that upgrade our identity and our state of being and actually create us as more of a match to the thing that we want.
Yes. One of my theories about why people seek coaching is that we are all seeking connection. At the deepest level, what we want is connection. So I wonder if you have any thoughts about the way that women gaining wealth increases their ability to connect with people, their family, their friends, their community, whomever.
That's such a sweet thing to say. Well, the way I see it is one of the things that's so much fun about making money is being on a path with lots of other women who are also making money. And I think we can do everything alone as an entrepreneur, I guess. But why would we?
Right.
who would want to? And it would take forever. And so to me, the joy, the connection is in really getting to see other women win and celebrating that and how close and intimate we can be with each other when we can actually talk about, here's what I want, here's what I'm afraid of, or here's what I have succeeded at. I think we live in a world right now, I think, where it takes more courage to share what's going great than it does to share what's going wrong.
Yep.
You know, what's wrong, you know, when we're being vulnerable, ideally we are vulnerable around the right people who can love us and support us, but there's a vulnerability to succeeding. It feels scary. It actually feels like we're going to risk love, safety, or belonging, these three things that we all need. But in reality, if we be around people who want to grow and be generous, then what happens is the connection multiplies. What we create multiplies. And then there's the joy of helping others. You know, the more successful we are, the more we can share our resources. But the real connection to me is being with friends along the path, making friends with other women who are all in on saying yes to themselves and their life.
Yes, I love it. That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. How do you think that being a coach has changed you?
Well, I think unlimited amounts of ways, but one of the joys is, I think I mentioned this earlier, I realized pretty early on that I came here to grow and help others grow. And what other business in the world? I mean, I think this is true for any entrepreneur, but as a coach, especially, the thing you love is also the thing you're doing, is also the thing that you get to get good at. And the more you grow and get good at what you do, the more lives you change, the more money you make. It's just such a fun, creative circle.
Yes.
So it's changed me in the sense that I was once $80,000 in debt, and now I have no debt and money in the bank. I have freedom and time and creativity. I have all these tools to help myself and others with. I mean, it's just we're so lucky, and getting to be a part of the ingredient of someone else's awakening, someone yes. else realizing that they can have so much more than they've given themselves. I mean, what a gift.
Absolutely. What's the most meaningful thing that you've learned from one of your clients?
I recently had a client who, she came to me for one thing, and pretty quickly into our work together, that completely went out the window, and it moved into another thing. And in the end, she did a full year program. And what I got to learned from her and relearn is that it doesn't really matter what we're doing, as long as the path and the result make us feel alive, allow us to access our love and help us be who we really are. Those are free gifts.
Yes.
But sometimes it takes work to let go of all of the beliefs and judgments and expectations to find what actually makes you happy and let yourself have that.
I love it. And that's something that we can all take from this conversation. And if we apply that, I think we'll end up so much happier.
Agreed.
So Rachel, where can people find more about you and more about your work? We didn't even get into talking about your book. So tell us about that.
Okay. Really, really quickly, the book, Ellen DeGeneres just chose it this year. It's a really sweet book. It was such a labor of 100% love and no labor. And I really, really want to invite you to get one for yourself and your best friend. It's very short. I like things bite-sized, deep, and light. So there's drawings in it. But there, if you read the book with an open heart, it will absolutely change the trajectory of your life. That's on Amazon. But ways to find me, I actually created a gift for the listeners of this show. So find me on Instagram. I think it's just my name, at Rachel Madorsky. And message me and just say, hi, gift. And we will send you, we made this really pretty mini self-love checklist and guide. And I would love to give it to you. And also on that, it tells you all the other ways you can connect with me if you want to. So those would be the ways.
Okay, awesome. And I will have those in the show notes so that all of our listeners can find you and get the gift. And what's the name of your book again? I know I said it at the beginning, but.
No, that's okay. It's a long title. It's How to Love Yourself in Less Than a Week and Also for the Rest of Your Life. And if all these words were too many words, you can also go to my website, which is rachelmadorsky.com.
Fantastic. So we'll wrap up with one last question. Rachel, what one piece of advice would you give to our listeners?
One piece of advice I would give is take a moment every day. It doesn't matter when, it could just be right now. And just slow down and ask yourself, what is the most loving thing I can do for myself right now? Really listen to the answer and then give yourself the thing.
I love it. I love it so much. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Rachel. It was an absolute pleasure to talk with you. And I look forward to reading your book and learning more about your work. So I sincerely appreciate you being here, spending the time with us.
Thank you, Shannon. I really appreciate it too. I loved talking with you.
Thank you. So listeners, thanks for joining us for today's episode of Come Full Circle with Shannon, the podcast where coaching meets real life. For more information about my coaching services, to sign up to be a guest on the podcast, or join my free monthly Goal Getters group, go to my long website, fullcirclelifeandhealthcoaching.com. Thank you so much.